David, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday evening. First thing we have to say is you're not Neil Reynolds. Neil Reynolds has a work engagement, which he can't avoid, unfortunately. So yourself and Mike are taking charge for the county match. How's training been this week?
It's been good. It's been good, mate. Good intensity to it. You know, we've worked on a few bits and bobs, like we should do. So everyone's positive and looking forward to it. We've had a full quarter of players. Injury-wise, it's just the same, really. Potts is missing. He's waiting for his operation. I think it's the end of this month. And Lynch has still got broken ribs. So he's just not quite ready yet. But other than that, we're full. We've got a good, healthy squad to choose from.
And what was what's the mood like? What's the mood been like since the Ashton match? Because the Ashton match, we didn't really play badly, did we? But it was just one of those awkward games that you just can't get over the line.
It was.
So.
And you know, it's a bit frustrating because you can blame pitches, you can blame what you want, but we said at half time, you know, the things that are going to matter in this game are your concentration levels, your set pieces, and a bit of quality in that final third on a free kick or on a throw-in or on a corner. And we just didn't deliver that. Whereas Ashton, you know, they fair play. We worked hard on every one of their corners apart from the one where we went to sleep. And the man peeled off good 15 yards and scored. You can't let that happen in a game so tight because it was always going to be a 1-0. You know, as the game was going, it was always going to be 1-0. And this is what we were stressing to the lads about concentrating on every corner. Because, you know, they're not a small side. So, you know, and just even when we got into the final third, there just weren't enough quality for me. They just lacked it, or we'd cross a ball into the keeper's hands or to go over the bar. And, you know, they could put a cross in, but we couldn't. And it's just having a bit more composure in the final third. And, you know, because I think we had played them, you know, people might laugh at me, but Harry Winter was man of the match. He made sure he did not lose any ball on that pitch. When he was second to it, he got past and made himself first to it. You know, he was in that I will not be beaten mode. And I felt sorry for him because at the end he looked distraught because you play like he did, you expect to get something out of the game. And that was the general feeling in it because we didn't feel like we deserved to lose. But did we deserve to win? Maybe not because we didn't create too many clear-cut chances. Obviously, Banners missed. You could say he missed a sitter, or you could say the keeper made a great save first half. I don't know how people will interpret that, but that should have been 1-0 straight away, and then we'd be on the forefront there. So, you know, it's disappointing. So we know, we look at the week before, and we turned over second in the league by playing some good football in bad conditions. So this weekend, again, we're playing second in the league. Again, we're playing a team who, you know, they're on fire. You know, everyone can see that, 7 wins out of 7. You know, they're a big, strong, solid side, but we don't fear them. And in training last night, you know, we had a couple of good conversations regarding Stockport. Everyone's looking forward to it. You know, there was a confidence that you want to see. You know, they're not turning up thinking, yeah, we can just turn up and win. They know that they've got to work hard to put a performance on and get a result. So they're looking forward to it.
Question which has been asked on forums with the news of Renault not being there on Saturday is team selection and who makes that decision. You and Mike have been taking training all week pretty much, haven't you? So it is down to yourselves who makes the starting 11, within reason.
Within reason, yeah. We did tell him we were going to go gung-ho and go 3-3-4 and just attack like Kevin Keegan style, but he just laughed at us. And obviously, Renault's had an input because he's the manager. So, we took his advice and we worked as a team as we always have done for the last couple of months. Because even when Renault's there, you know, the good thing is about, I think, what we've got going, it's a big discussion between us all. What do you think, Charlie? What do you think, Mike? And we all have an input. And sometimes Renault might have an idea and he changes it, listening on to us, which is great because it's great teamwork from the management. So, nothing's really different today. Regarding the selections tomorrow, Ron has had an input, I've had an input, Mike's had an input, and we've built the squad. We know who's starting, we know who's on the bench, so it's all ready. We know who's taking cut. We've set it all up, so it's all planned accordingly.
And obviously, at the end of the Ashton United match, on forums and message boards and that kind of thing, a bit of doom, and because obviously Ashley United, it was a bit of a relegation six-pointer. Then we've got Stockport County next week, and it's going to be tough and that kind of thing. But you pointed to Bradford Park Avenue. I could point to Kidderminster as well, which was even more bizarre earlier in the season. Coming from yourself and the history you've had with the club, tomorrow we are playing against Stockport County, and I think sometimes we do have to pinch ourselves and go, we've both come a long way as a club over this last 10 years or so.
Of course we have. You know, we're in the Northwest Counties bottom league, and you know, we've had some great times moving on up the leagues. Obviously Stockport have been on unfortunate times, and they've fell through the leagues. They're trying to work their way back round, and we're still trying to strive up. So it's totally different aspects of, you know, the spectrum, but we both exactly want the same results out of it, which is wins, good performances, and get our clubs as high up the league as we can. And, you know, I said before, they're a good side. You know, I've watched them a few times this year. Jim's a great manager, and he's a good guy. You know, he's believe it, he's helped us out quite a few times. And, you know, you'll phone him up, and he tries his best to do anything he can for you. And, you know, full respect to the guy. He's got a good side together, and he works hard. So, you know, we know it's not going to be a pushover tomorrow. All on what we said last night, the lads, things that we expect, you know, work rate, you know, leaders on the pitch, good football, play with a tempo. But, you know, it's important to get anything out of that game, so, because they'll come and they'll work hard. And he bases his teams on work rate, you know, and tempo. So we've got to match that and go beyond. And I don't care how much money somebody's on, or, you know, he's a better player because he earns this money. Work rate don't cost you nothing. You know, desire costs you nothing. It's in you as a player. And as long as you've got it in your head that you're going to win that ball, or you're going to be faster and get wherever you want to on that pitch before they do, you know, you've got an head start in the game. So you've just got to get into the heads. And that's what we've been doing in the week. So we're looking forward.
And finally there, Chaddy, obviously as well, just off the pitch issues, you've got a Q&A tomorrow at Cushcam Malcolm about 1 o'clock-ish. Firstly, looking forward to that one. And secondly, I think we're still doing the barrel collection, so you're going to have to put some money in your pocket and go over to the SMRE and then the main stand and make sure that it's evenly split. But looking forward to Cushcam Malcolm.
No problem. No problem. I might get pelters for it, but I do think SMRE have been a bit louder recently than...
Oh, Chaddy.
Honestly.
Thanks for joining us, mate. Oh, you ruined it.